Reggio Emilia in Italy, from the San Pietro cloisters to an open hub. Reggio Emilia in Italy has been confronted with industrial structural changes and the challenging transition from manufacturing to a knowledge and innovation economy. This has led to changes also in the urban infrastructure and in the historic city center. Located in the historic city center, the former Benedictine monastery of Saints Peter and Prospero, called the Cloisters of San Pietro, is an example of Benedictine monastic architecture and one of the most valuable monuments of Reggio Emilia. Abandoned until 2007, it was acquired by the municipality, renovated and converted into a venue to host cultural events and build a strong local community. The area of the historic city centre was considered strategic for the development of a territorial project connecting urban regeneration and social and cultural innovation. The cloisters were a strategic asset in revitalizing the historical city centre, affected by parallel challenges of abandonment both from residents and services. The cloisters are now a cultural and social innovation hub, part of a network of interconnected places within the city centre, focused on cultural promotion, arts, social and digital innovation, and strongly relying on digital technologies for implementing processes and empowering the community. The renovation and regeneration of the cloisters were used as an opportunity to trigger processes of co-creation, participation, and dialogue with the overall community of local stakeholders. Opened in 2019 after careful restoration, the cloisters now function as a new open public and civic space. Tangible and intangible values of the historic place were considered for renovation, respecting and valorizing the historic messages of the cloisters with the present cultural and social reuse. The restoration process allowed the municipality to improve citizens' engagement in adaptive reuse of local cultural heritage and test out new models of participatory governance for cultural heritage. The cloisters are now operational throughout the year, and the building hosts many cultural events. Citizens can also find the urban open laboratory in the building, including a co-working space, laboratories, meeting rooms, and a cafeteria proposing several activities around food and gardening. This improved the cross-collaboration between cultural heritage and other sectors, such as cultural and creative industries and ICT. It created employment opportunities in the historic city center, fostering social inclusion, and it decreased the offer of educational and cultural opportunities for local communities. The Municipal Department of Competitiveness and Innovation led the implementation process. Considering the cross-sectoral nature of the project, the deputy mayors and the heads of other municipal departments were closely associated with the projects through an executive committee. Cultural associations and institutions were providing technical advice to the municipality. The management of the urban open laboratory was entrusted through a public tender to a consortium of social cooperatives working with the municipality. The practice has reinforced dialogue and multi-stakeholder collaboration through co-creation and bottom-up processes. What are the top tips to remember if you want to replicate such an initiative? Cultural heritage is an important part of Reggio Emilia's urban regeneration strategy and a powerful engine of sustainable development and economic growth for the whole city. Rediscovering local histories and monuments can offer the city new ways to connect urban areas past and future. Then, encouraging the reuse of cultural heritage as a means of giving the city a distinctive character and improving its attractiveness should not prevent testing new technologies to protect, restore, and enhance this heritage. Redesigning the roles and functions of heritage buildings has many benefits for cities, among them the appearance of new local services and amenities. During the cloister's renovation process, the municipality organized public discussions with civil associations, foundations, and cultural institutions to exchange on the future use of the place. Make sure to use an inclusive, multi-stakeholder approach to decision-making, based on co-creation and co-design processes, as this will provide spaces for uses that match communities' needs and interests.